Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today we bring you a gripping tale titled, The Poisoned Well. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 1. Shadows in the Stream. The sun rose over Ridgewater, casting a golden glow across the small town nestled between rolling hills and dense pine forests. It was a picturesque scene, white picket fences, chirping birds, and the hum of life moving at its usual slow pace. But beneath the surface, something sinister was brewing. The first signs. It began quietly, almost imperceptibly. Residents of Willow Creek Estates, a modest suburban enclave, started feeling unwell. At first, it was dismissed as a seasonal bug, nausea, headaches, and fatigue sweeping through households. But when little Emily Sanders, only 8 years old, collapsed at her school's playground, her parents rushed her to Ridgewater General. By nightfall, she was gone. The cause of death was inconclusive, sparking rumors and fear. Emily's grieving parents were left with more questions than answers. What had started as an isolated tragedy soon escalated when three more families reported symptoms eerily similar to what Emily had experienced. The ripple effect. By the end of the week, panic had gripped Ridgewater. Grocery store shelves were cleared of bottled water, and social media buzzed with speculation. Local news aired segments on the mystery illness, though officials remained tight-lipped. The town hall meeting that followed was chaos incarnate. Detective Evelyn Marsh sat in the back of the crowded room, watching the spectacle unfold. She wasn't assigned to the case yet. Technically, it wasn't a case at all. But something about the reports nagged at her. She listened as citizens demanded answers from Mayor Robert Hastings, who fumbled through assurances. "It's probably just a stomach flu," the mayor stammered, beads of sweat glistening on his forehead. "We're investigating all possibilities. The Ridgewater Water Treatment Facility is conducting tests as we speak." Evelyn didn't miss the quick, nervous glance he exchanged with the facility manager, Mark Dillon, seated near the podium. It was a small detail, but her instincts told her it mattered. The investigation begins. 2 days later, the case was officially handed to Evelyn. The announcement of Emily Sanders' autopsy results had shaken the town to its core. The coroner identified traces of a rare toxin in her bloodstream, one that could only have come from the town's water supply. With no clear source, Evelyn was tasked with leading the investigation. Her first stop was the Sanders home. The sight of Emily's pink bicycle lying abandoned in the front yard hit her harder than she expected. Inside, the air was thick with grief. Emily's mother, Sarah, sat clutching a framed photo of her daughter, her tear-streaked face a portrait of devastation. "We didn't think anything of it," Sarah whispered. "We've always trusted the water. Everyone does. Have you noticed anything unusual in the days leading up to her symptoms?" Evelyn asked gently. Sarah hesitated before replying. "Just the water. It started tasting different. Almost metallic." Evelyn made a note of it, her mind already racing. She promised Sarah she'd do everything in her power to find out what happened. A town on edge. As Evelyn dug deeper, she realized the scope of the problem. Complaints about the water had been filed for weeks, but they were buried under bureaucratic red tape. Interviews with other families revealed a pattern. Residents of Ridgewater's lower-income neighborhoods were disproportionately affected. The Ridgewater Water Treatment Facility became her next focus. Meeting with Mark Dillon, Evelyn was struck by his evasive demeanor. He explained the treatment process in detail, emphasizing the facility's compliance with state regulations. Yet his answers felt rehearsed. "Detective, we run hundreds of tests every week," Dillon insisted, his hands fidgeting with a pen. "There's no way anything could have slipped through. What about sabotage?" Evelyn pressed. Dillon froze, the pen slipping from his fingers. "Sabotage? Why would anyone?" He stopped himself, the color draining from his face. "A new suspect." Back at the precinct, Evelyn reviewed the facility's records. One name stood out. Caleb Grant, a well-known environmental activist. Caleb had led multiple protests against the facility, accusing it of cutting corners and endangering the town's resources. He'd even been arrested for trespassing on the facility's grounds last year. When Evelyn tracked Caleb down at his modest cabin on the outskirts of town, she found a man deeply passionate about his cause. His walls were lined with charts, reports, and photographs documenting years of alleged corporate negligence. "I've been trying to warn people," Caleb said, his voice tinged with frustration. "The water company doesn't care about us. They only care about their bottom line. Warn them or scare them?" Evelyn countered, her eyes narrowing. "Because right now, you're looking like someone who decided to take matters into their own hands." Caleb met her gaze, unflinching. "I'm not your villain, detective. But if you want to find out who poisoned this town, you should start by asking who profits from it. The cliffhanger." Evelyn left Caleb's cabin with more questions than answers. As she drove back into town, the sunset cast an eerie red glow over Ridgewater, the quiet streets heavy with tension. Her gut told her Caleb wasn't lying, but that didn't mean he was innocent. She needed to follow the money, dig deeper into the web of corruption that seemed to ensnare the town. But as she pulled into her driveway, she noticed an envelope tucked under her windshield wiper. Inside was a single note typed in bold letters. "Stop digging or you'll end up like her." The story was only beginning, and Evelyn had just uncovered the tip of a very dangerous iceberg. Chapter 2: The Activist's Alibi. The warning note burned in Detective Evelyn Marsh's pocket as she strode into the precinct the next morning. Sleep had eluded her, replaced by restless thoughts and unanswered questions. Who had sent the note? Who was her? And how far would someone go to keep Ridgewater secrets buried? Pressure from above. Evelyn's desk was already piled with reports when Captain Hargrove approached, his usual scowl deepened by the unfolding crisis. "Marsh," he barked. "We've got a town in panic mode and reporters breathing down my neck. I need results yesterday. Where are we with Caleb Grant?"
"I'm following up," Evelyn replied, trying to mask her frustration. "He's not our only lead."
Hargrove's glare hardened. "He's the loudest voice against the water company and he's got a history of going too far. Don't get distracted chasing shadows." Evelyn bit back a retort, knowing that pushing her captain's patience wouldn't help. Still, she couldn't ignore the feeling in her gut that Caleb's role in this was more complex than it seemed. Caleb's side of the story. Evelyn arranged to meet Caleb at a local diner, choosing a public space to avoid the tension that had lingered during their first encounter. He arrived promptly, his lean frame and intense eyes standing out even among the morning bustle.
"Detective Marsh," Caleb said, sliding into the booth across from her. "Am I under arrest or do you actually want to hear what I have to say?"
Evelyn ignored the jab. "I want to know where you were the night Emily Sanders fell ill."
Caleb leaned back, his arms crossed.
"At home, writing my report on the town's water quality. You can ask Lauren, my sister. She was there."
"Your sister, the one who's estranged from you?"
Evelyn's voice was sharp.
"How convenient."
Caleb's expression darkened.
"Estranged doesn't mean she lies, detective. She'll tell you the truth."
Evelyn shifted tactics. "You've been vocal about the water company's negligence and you've crossed lines before. Trespassing, public threats. Why should I believe you didn't take it further?"
Caleb sighed, his frustration palpable.
"Do I want Ridgewater to wake up to the damage being done?"
"Yes.
But poisoning children? That's not who I am. If you're so intent on pinning this on me, maybe you should be asking why the water company hasn't been held accountable yet."
Evelyn held his gaze.
"You've got an alibi. Let's hope it holds. The family connection." Later that day, Evelyn visited Lauren Grant at her modest apartment. Unlike her brother, Lauren seemed wary of discussing Caleb, her posture defensive as she invited Evelyn inside.
"Caleb's always been intense," Lauren admitted, pouring herself a cup of tea.
"But he's not a killer."
"You say that, but you've distanced yourself from him," Evelyn pointed out.
"Why?"
Lauren hesitated, her eyes flicking to the floor.
"Because he doesn't know when to stop. He gets so wrapped up in his cause that he forgets there are lines you don't cross."
"But this? Poisoning people? He'd never go that far. Where was he the night Emily Sanders got sick?"
Evelyn pressed.
"With me," Lauren said firmly. "He stayed late working on his report. I told him he was wasting his time, but Caleb doesn't listen to anyone."
Evelyn studied her carefully. Lauren seemed sincere, but there was a weariness in her tone that hinted at deeper troubles.
"Thank you for your time," she said, leaving with more questions than answers. "The water company's agenda."
Evelyn shifted her focus to the Ridgewater Water Treatment Facility, starting with Mark Dillon.
The facility manager had agreed to a second meeting, though his unease was evident. "We've had no recent security breaches," Dylan insisted, leading Evelyn through the plant. "Our system is monitored 24/7. And yet someone managed to poison the water," Evelyn said. "If it wasn't Caleb Grant, then who else had access?" Dylan hesitated, his expression faltering. I don't know. But our records show no irregularities. Maybe the toxin came from an outside source." Evelyn stopped, her gaze sharp. "You're suggesting what? Sabotage from another company? A lone wolf?" Dylan's lips pressed into a thin line. "I'm saying we're doing everything we can to cooperate. But if you're looking for a scapegoat, don't expect us to take the fall." Evelyn left the facility more convinced than ever that Dylan was hiding something. The question was what, and why? Tangled web. That evening, Evelyn combed through the facility's financial records, which she'd obtained with a court order. The documents were a mess of spreadsheets and invoices, but one name caught her attention: Hastings Consulting. Mayor Robert Hastings had been quietly funneling money to the water company, payments labeled as public infrastructure support. Evelyn's mind raced. Was this standard municipal funding or something more sinister? The mayor's nervous behavior at the town hall suddenly made sense. He had something to lose if the facility was implicated. Sudden attack. As Evelyn locked her office late that night, the parking lot was eerily silent. She made her way to her car, her senses alert. Then she heard it, a faint scuffle behind her. She turned just as a shadow darted toward her. Pain exploded in her side as she hit the ground, gasping for breath. A masked figure loomed over her, their voice low and threatening. "Stay out of it," they hissed before disappearing into the darkness. Shaken but resolute, Evelyn pulled herself to her feet. This wasn't just about poisoned water anymore. Someone was willing to kill to keep their secrets buried, and Evelyn was determined to uncover the truth no matter the cost. Chapter 3, Buried Secrets. The parking lot attack left Detective Evelyn Marsh bruised but not broken. The masked assailant's warning was chilling, but it only solidified her resolve. Ridgewater's mystery wasn't just a matter of negligence or sabotage, it was an intricate web of lies, corruption, and danger. Unearthing connections. Evelyn's first call the next morning was to the precinct. Her partner, Officer Nick Reyes, met her in her office, his expression clouded with concern when he saw the bandage on her side. "Marsh, what happened?" he asked. "Someone doesn't want me asking questions," Evelyn said, handing him the anonymous note and describing the attack. "But they've made a mistake if they think I scare easy." Nick frowned, scanning the note. "This isn't just about the water anymore, is it?" "No," Evelyn said. "There's more to this town's story, and it's uglier than we thought." She updated him on her findings about the mayor's financial ties to the water company. Together, they decided it was time to pay Mayor Robert Hastings a visit. A mayor under fire. The mayor's office was a picture of small-town charm, with wood-paneled walls and framed photos of Ridgewater's landmarks. Hastings himself was less composed, his tie askew and sweat beading on his brow as Evelyn and Nick entered. "Detective Marsh," Hastings said, forcing a smile. "To what do I owe the pleasure?" Evelyn didn't waste time. "We've uncovered payments from your consulting firm to the Ridgewater Water Treatment Facility. Care to explain?" Hastings blanched, his smile faltering. "Those are legitimate transactions. Public infrastructure support, as outlined in the town's budget." "Budget records say otherwise," Nick interjected. "These payments were made off the books, which suggests you were hiding them." Hastings stammered, his hands trembling as he adjusted his tie. "You don't understand. I was trying to protect this town. The facility was struggling financially, and if it shut down—" Evelyn cut him off. "Struggling financially or cutting corners? Did you know about the contamination?" The mayor's eyes darted between them, panic setting in. I didn't know it had gone this far. I swear I thought they were just—" "Just what?" Evelyn pressed, her tone icy. "Poisoning people to save money?" Hastings collapsed into his chair, his face ashen. "I don't know. I just wanted to keep Ridgewater afloat." Evelyn and Nick left the office with more questions than answers. Hastings was complicit, but whether his role was ignorance or active involvement remained to be seen. Deeper dive. Determined to untangle the truth, Evelyn revisited the financial records. One particular set of invoices stood out, purchases of chemical compounds that matched the toxin found in Emily Sanders' autopsy. The orders had been placed by an independent contractor, someone who wasn't officially part of the facility's staff. "Nick," Evelyn said, showing him the documents. "These orders are recent, and they're in Caleb Grant's name." Nick's eyebrows shot up. "He's denied everything. Why would his name be on the orders? Either someone's setting him up or he's playing a dangerous game," Evelyn said grimly. Lauren's revelation. Evelyn tracked down Lauren Grant again, hoping she could shed light on Caleb's activities. Lauren greeted her with a wary look but invited her inside. "Your brother's name is tied to recent chemical purchases," Evelyn said without preamble. "Do you know anything about this?" Lauren's eyes widened in shock. "No. Caleb would never." Evelyn cut her off. "Think carefully. Could someone be using his name to cover their tracks?" Lauren hesitated, then nodded slowly. "It's possible. Caleb's been vocal about his activism and he's made enemies. But, there's something else." "What is it?" Evelyn prompted. Lauren bit her lip, then said, "A few months ago, Caleb started getting threats. Anonymous letters, phone calls. He didn't tell me much, but he was scared." "Why didn't he report it?" Evelyn asked. "Because he didn't trust the police," Lauren said bitterly. "He thought no one would believe him." Evelyn felt a pang of guilt. Caleb's paranoia suddenly seemed less like fanaticism and more like justified fear. The poison's path. Armed with this new information, Evelyn and Nick decided to examine the treatment facility's storage records. They found discrepancies in the inventory logs. Chemicals marked as delivered but never used in the water treatment process. "This isn't negligence," Nick said. "This is deliberate." Evelyn nodded. "But why? And who gains from this?" Their investigation was interrupted by a call from the coroner's office. Another body had been found. A local journalist named Greg Parsons, who had been investigating Ridgewater's water crisis for months. His cause of death was the same rare toxin. A dangerous pattern. The death of Greg Parsons sent shockwaves through the town. Evelyn delved into his files, discovering notes and recordings that hinted at a cover-up involving the water company and local officials. But one detail stood out, a cryptic reference to Project Evergreen. "What's Project Evergreen?" Nick asked as they sifted through the documents. Evelyn shook her head. "I don't know, but Parsons was onto something. And whatever it is, it's worth killing for." The cliffhanger. That night, Evelyn returned home to find her living room ransacked. Papers and files were scattered across the floor, and her laptop was missing. The intruder had left no note this time, but the message was clear. "Back off." Evelyn stared at the mess, her resolve hardening. Whoever was behind this wanted her silenced, but she wasn't going anywhere. Ridgewater's secrets were buried deep, but she was determined to uncover them all, even if it cost her everything. Chapter 4. The Catalyst for Chaos. Detective Evelyn Marsh stood amidst the wreckage of her home, the weight of Ridgewater's secrets pressing down on her. The attack, the poisoned water, and now the death of a journalist. This was no coincidence. Someone was orchestrating a calculated campaign to silence anyone who got too close to the truth. And Evelyn was next on their list. A town divided. The next morning, Evelyn arrived at the precinct to find Ridgewater in turmoil. The death of journalist Greg Parsons had become the tipping point. Protests erupted outside town hall, with citizens demanding answers. The water company was at the center of their fury, but the protesters' anger extended to the mayor, the police, and anyone perceived as complicit. Evelyn observed the chaos from a distance, her thoughts interrupted by her partner, Officer Nick Reyes. "The town's on edge, Marsh," he said grimly. "If we don't find something soon, this could get ugly." "It's already ugly," Evelyn replied. "And it's about to get worse. Project Evergreen." Evelyn and Nick turned their attention to the mysterious Project Evergreen mentioned in Greg Parsons' notes. The phrase was vague, but one document offered a clue: a map of Ridgewater's aquifer system marked with a series of red X's. Each location corresponded to a well or water access point, except for one. "There's a missing well," Nick said, pointing to an area on the outskirts of town. "It's not on any official records." Evelyn frowned. "If it's not on the records, someone wanted it hidden. Let's find out why." The hidden well. Evelyn and Nick drove to the location, a secluded area surrounded by dense woods. What they found was chilling. an old, rusted well, its entrance covered by a makeshift lid. Nearby, they discovered discarded barrels, each marked with hazardous chemical symbols. "This is where it's coming from," Nick said, his voice tight. "Someone's been dumping toxins here and it's seeping into the water supply." Evelyn crouched by the barrels, her gloved hand brushing against a faded logo, one she recognized from the treatment facility. "These came from Ridgewater Water Treatment," she said. "Someone inside the company is behind this. The mayor's secrets." Back at the precinct, Evelyn confronted Mayor Hastings with the evidence. The barrels were a smoking gun and Hastings' involvement was becoming harder to deny. "You're in over your head, Mayor," Evelyn said, laying photos of the barrels on his desk. "This is deliberate contamination, and you've been funneling money to the people responsible." Hastings looked like a cornered animal, sweat pouring down his face. "You don't understand," he stammered. "I didn't know about the dumping. They told me it was safe, just routine waste disposal." "Who told you that?" Evelyn pressed. "Mark Dillon," Hastings admitted. "He assured me everything was above board." Evelyn's jaw tightened. Dillon had been evasive from the start, but now she had proof tying him to the operation. "You'd better hope you're telling the truth," she warned. "Because if I find out you're lying, you'll be sharing a cell with him." A deadly twist. Evelyn and Nick prepared to confront Dillon at the treatment facility, but when they arrived, the scene was eerily quiet. The gates were unlocked and the offices were dark. As they entered the main building, the faint hum of machinery was the only sound. They found Dillon in his office, or what was left of him. His body slumped over his desk, a half-empty glass in his hand. The pungent smell of almonds confirmed what Evelyn already suspected. "Cyanide," she muttered, her stomach twisting. "Someone silenced him." Nick looked pale. "Do you think he poisoned himself?" Evelyn shook her head. "No. This was staged. Whoever's behind this made sure he wouldn't talk." A town erupts. News of Dillon's death spread quickly, fueling the town's unrest. Protesters clashed with police, demanding justice for the victims. The poisoned water crisis had become a full-blown scandal, and Evelyn felt the weight of it pressing down on her shoulders. Amidst the chaos, she received an unexpected call from Caleb Grant. "Meet me at the old mill," he said. "I have something you need to see." Evelyn hesitated, her mind racing. Caleb's involvement was still unclear, but she couldn't ignore the possibility that he held the key to unraveling the mystery. The meeting. That night, Evelyn drove to the abandoned mill on the outskirts of town. The building loomed in the moonlight, its broken windows and rusted walls a testament to its long-forgotten purpose. Inside, Caleb was waiting, his face shadowed by the dim light of a lantern. "I didn't do it," Caleb said before she could speak. "But I know who did." "Start talking," Evelyn said, keeping her distance. Caleb handed her a stack of documents, his hands trembling. "These are internal memos from the water company. They detail everything, how they cut corners, ignored warnings, and covered up the contamination. And look at the signatures." Evelyn scanned the documents, her breath catching as she recognized the names. Mark Dillon. Robert Hastings. And one she hadn't expected, Lauren Grant. "My sister was involved," Caleb said, his voice cracking. "She's the one who placed those chemical orders in my name. She framed me." The cliffhanger. Evelyn stared at Caleb, her mind reeling. Lauren's betrayal was a shocking twist, but it explained so much. Before she could respond, a noise from outside caught her attention. A faint shuffle, followed by the metallic click of a gun being cocked. "Get down," Evelyn shouted, pulling Caleb behind an overturned table as bullets tore through the mill. As the gunfire echoed into the night, Evelyn realized the battle for Ridgewater was far from over. The truth was out there, but someone was willing to kill to keep it buried. Chapter 5. The Final Drop. The echo of gunfire ricocheted through the abandoned mill, each shot driving Detective Evelyn Marsh and Caleb Grant deeper into cover. Dust and splinters rained down as bullets tore into the wooden beams and rusted walls. Evelyn's mind raced as she gripped her sidearm, the weight of the conspiracy bearing down on her. Whoever had followed them to the mill wasn't here to scare them, they were here to end this. A narrow escape. Evelyn peeked around the edge of the overturned table, spotting two shadowy figures advancing through the dimly lit space. Her voice was low and urgent. "Stay down. I'll draw their fire." Caleb's eyes widened in alarm. What are you? Before he could finish, Evelyn fired a warning shot toward the intruders. The gunfire paused momentarily, giving her a chance to sprint toward a rusted staircase. From her elevated position, she spotted the attackers, both armed, both wearing masks. They moved with military precision, sweeping the area methodically. Evelyn took a deep breath, steadied her aim, and fired twice. One attacker dropped with a cry, his weapon clattering to the floor. The second retreated, firing wildly as he disappeared into the night. Silence fell, broken only by Caleb's ragged breathing. "Are you hit?" Evelyn called out, descending the stairs cautiously. Caleb shook his head, though his hands trembled. "Who the hell were they?" Evelyn crouched by the injured attacker, who groaned in pain. She yanked off his mask, revealing a face she recognized from the water treatment facility. A security guard who had escorted her during her initial visit. "You," she said, her voice cold. "Who sent you?" The man's lips twisted into a bloody grin. "You're an over-your-head detective. Walk away while you still can." Evelyn leaned closer, her tone deadly. "Not a chance. Who are you working for?" The man chuckled weakly before his head slumped to the side. He was unconscious or worse. "Damn it," Evelyn muttered, checking his pulse. He was alive but barely. She called for backup, knowing the answer she needed wouldn't come from him tonight. The real villain. Back at the precinct, Evelyn and Nick pieced together the tangled threads of the case. Caleb's revelation about his sister Lauren was a bombshell, but it also raised more questions. "She had access to everything," Evelyn said, pacing the room. "The facility, the chemical orders, the financial records. If she framed Caleb, it's because she needed a scapegoat." Nick frowned. "But why would she do it? What's her motive?" Evelyn stopped, her mind flashing back to the barrels at the hidden well. "Because it's not just about the water. This is bigger. Money, power, control. Lauren wasn't just framing Caleb, she was covering her tracks. The confrontation." Evelyn and Nick confronted Lauren at her apartment, where she feigned surprise at their accusations. "You think I poisoned the town?" Lauren scoffed, her voice dripping with disdain. "That's insane." "Insane?" Evelyn countered, throwing the stack of incriminating documents onto the coffee table. "These say otherwise. You ordered the chemicals. You signed off on the payments. And you used your brother as a scapegoat." Lauren's mask of composure cracked, her lips curling into a smirk. "Do you have any idea what it's like to be invisible? To watch men like Dylan and Hastings profit while I did all the work? They thought I was just a paper pusher. I showed them." "You showed them by killing innocent people," Evelyn snapped. "Emily Sanders was 8 years old. Greg Parsons was trying to help this town." Lauren's smirk faltered, but her eyes remained defiant. "Collateral damage," she said quietly. "Sometimes sacrifices have to be made for real change." Evelyn's stomach turned. "You're under arrest, Lauren. For murder, conspiracy, and every other charge I can throw at you." As Nick cuffed her, Lauren leaned in close to Evelyn, her voice a whisper. "You think this is over, detective? The real players haven't even shown their faces yet. The fallout." Lauren's arrest sent shockwaves through Ridgewater. The town was relieved to have a suspect in custody, but the revelation of her motives and methods left a bitter taste. Evelyn suspected Lauren was right. This wasn't over. Evelyn's investigation led to further arrests, including Mayor Hastings and several executives from the water company. The poisoned well was sealed off, and Ridgewater began the long process of recovery. But the scars ran deep and trust was hard to rebuild. A town's reckoning. Weeks later, Evelyn stood at the site of the hidden well, now cordoned off and under federal investigation. The woods were quiet, the air heavy with the scent of pine and decay. Caleb approached, his expression somber. "They'll spin this," he said. "Blame Lauren for everything and pretend the system isn't broken." "Not if I can help it," Evelyn replied. "This town deserves the truth, no matter how messy it is." Caleb nodded, his respect for Evelyn clear. "Thank you for believing me." Evelyn watched as he walked away, her thoughts drifting to Emily Sanders, Greg Parsons, and the countless others who had suffered. Ridgewater's poisoned water had been a symptom of a deeper rot, one that would take years to cleanse. The final drop. That night, Evelyn returned home, exhausted but resolute. On her kitchen table lay an envelope with no return address. Inside was a single note. "You stopped Lauren, but you didn't stop us. See you soon." Evelyn's jaw tightened as she stared at the note. The battle for Ridgewater wasn't over. And as long as she was breathing, she'd be ready for whatever came next.